The Gemara in Masechet Erechin on Daf Yud lists off all of the special days when we are required to recite Hallel. The Gemara says, on Hanukkah you say Hallel, on Pesach Shmuel Sukkot you say Hallel Hashem. If you don't say Hallel Shabbos, you don't say Hallel. The Gemara says, what about Rosh Chodesh? You don't say Hallel. Rosh Chodesh you don't say Hallel. You know, at the end of Talmud, I think we discussed it last week. You know, at the very end of Talmud says that Rav Shmuel was Talmidim of Rav Yehuda Nasi. So Rav learned in the yeshiva and was destroyed by Rav Yehuda Nasi. The yeshiva was in the Galil somewhere. And then after learning many years, he went into Rabbanim. So he went, he traveled to Bubba. Rav and Shmuel both went to Bubba. Rav got Shmuel and Shmuel didn't get Shmuel. That's why he called Rav. He got called Rav. And Shmuel never got Shmuel. They both went to Bubba. And this one established the yeshiva and gave it to the Indian. But Rav came to Bubba, so he saw one point there. Let's say this. He followed back to Mazabi. He was Rav and Shakri. And all of a sudden, he stopped saying how. He was more of a struggle last 15. He had in mind to stop the Bubba back and he was saying how. Because his mother was an air and they showed him to the day. But you're not obligated to say how. Then when he noticed that there's different sections in the middle, what we call Halpower, they only said Chassi Halpower, there's six sections. So he said, then it's okay. Obviously it's only a minute, they don't think that it's a day, they're not making any sense. So he'll let them continue a minute. So the Gemara says in the end of silence, that passage in the Gemara, that the reason why you say Chassi Halpower is because it's only a minute. If Halpower would be a real din, then you'd have to say Gunpower. That's why I'm Chavik and I'll say Tashu, because it's a Gunpower. And on the Chalam Vaisaisah, the Rambam says the fact that only on the first 2 days he says on Chalam. And the rest of the paper, he only says Chatsi Halam, that's an indication that it's only a minute. And it's more explained to us, the Gemara is... Okay, whatever, that's the reason that the Gemara does it. Very soon, okay, whatever, the Gemara does it. The Taisus raises an issue, Brachas and Tainish. Our meaning is that we say Chatsi Halam one time, on the Shredish. When we recite Chatsi Halam, do we recite the Brachas? Or do we not recite a bracha? Does it make sense to say a bracha should be shown as in the verse of this divanu? Is he not obligated to recite the house? Neither of the people have a obligation, nor is it a obligation. The Gemara says when you finish Chanukah, when you read the Megillah, so you say a bracha should be shown as in the verse of this divanu. You know how come the bracha did he command us? How come he says to be shown as in the verse of this divanu? How come he says to be shown as in the verse of the Gemara says, well, on a roundabout fashion, he did because he told us he has to listen to whatever the Chachamim tell us. And he's going to show you the Chachamim, and the Chachamim says you have to read the Megillah and you have to like Chanukah. But when you have a minhag, so it's not even a dinner or a brahmanist, it's a lower level. But can you really say a prophet on a minhag or not? So it's a big dispute. But the Rambam says no. The Rambam says that when you say Chatni Ha'olam is Chaydesh, you don't recite a bracha, and that's what the scribe is, and that's their practice, and the Rabbi Shaul's on that. They were burdened from the Ashkenaz Mosul who didn't say a bracha on Chatsi Hal on the Shredish, and the Ramban, Shulchan Aruch quotes in the name of Shredish, that the Minhag Ashkenaz is that we say a bracha on Chatsi Hal, we assume that you may say a bracha on a Minhag.
The fact that the
but let's say the sign it. If they didn't say a bracha, wouldn't they have known from the very beginning? Unless you say that it came late to shul, it came in a little hollow. The Taisus suggests that, but they don't think that that's what happened. They don't imagine that God walked in the middle of hollow. So they must have said a bracha, because that Taisus right, that you do say a bracha, and you do say a bracha on hollow. The Taisus proved that they're right. The Taisus proved that it has to be that you have to say a bracha when you only do a minhag, because it says in the Chumash that you only have one day Pesach, one day Rosh Hashanah, and one day Sukkot, and one day Shavuot. So what is the whole story? We have 2 days Pesach, 3 days Rosh Hashanah, what is all that? So years ago, when they used to declare Rosh Chodesh, Al Pi Ha'Ne'ir, that they had a way for the witnesses would come and testify that they saw the new moon. And then the Bezos would declare the Kurdish Achaydish were making today Rosh Chodesh. A Jewish month can either have 29 days or 30 days. It can't have 28 days, and it can't have 31 days. Either 29 or 30 days. And the Bezos has a little bit of leeway, not too much, to declare the new month as beginning on the 30th day, or to declare the 31st day as Rosh Chodesh, and the previous month is going to have a full 30 days. Either the month is going to be Molei, a full month of 30 days, Chodesh Me'uber, like a pregnant woman is Mulberry. The Chodesh is over, a full month that has 30 days, Chodesh Molei.
on Chodesh Chodesh, not a pregnant one. Only had 29 days, and it's a Chodesh Chodesh. So that's what they, years ago, when they used to wait for the Aiden to testify that they saw the new moon, that they had Chodesh Chodesh of Piro in the year. The witnesses had to testify that they saw. Now the people of this far away from the place, we didn't know whether the Aiden had declared it as a Chodesh or not. They didn't know when a Chodesh was going to be, so they had observed 2 days younger, it was what we call a state of the Aiden. They really didn't know when a Chodesh was. But the Gemara there, the Gemara asked the question of the year, and the Fatima of God valid on the day, in the days of Abayi Barogu. Abayi Barogu lived in Babel, in Iran, was too many years. So Abayi Barogu lived in Babel at the time that Hillel HaSheni was a Nazi in Eretz. Hillel HaSheni was the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda. So Hillel HaSheni saw that the Shemitah is going to disappear because of the Roman persecution. He didn't allow anybody to get Shemitah, and without Shemitah you can't constitute a Bezin. You don't have Bezin, you can't make Kiddush HaFeirish. So he established the Luach that we have today. We can predict in advance, we can put the Luach for the next 1,000 years after the Kiddush HaFeirish, or some Moshiach will come, whether any given month is going to have 29 days, 30 days, 30 days. We can tell you now when the Parmesh is going to be, what Parmesh is going to be, what day is on the non-Jewish calendar, some type of month and so on. That's because we have this Luach that was established in the days of Abayi Barogu. So the Gemara says, at that time when he established the Luach, show for me some, the Gemara says on 5 lines from the bottom of Dalar and Beis. The Ashra now is Manazet. The Yadina, the Zia, the Yacho, that we know when Rosh Chodesh is supposed to be. We know when we cover the new month. The Yacho means the establishment of the new month. So the Gemara asks, my time of Dina and Shrey Yom, why do we still continue to observe 2 days on this? There's no one when it's taken Yom. So the Gemara answers that in the days of Hirul HaSheni, who was the Nazi in Eretz Yisrael, when they established the Luach, that the Rabbanim and Bavel sent the Shiva to the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael, should he continue to observe 2 days Yom Tov? There is no longer any stake in the Yom. It doesn't make sense to observe 2 days. The Shofan Eitan, they sent a letter from there, and then he's from Eretz Yisrael. They sent a letter to Bavel, you should still continue to observe the 2 days Yom Tov for some kind of a reason. It's a complicated reason. The Zohar of the Vinegar says in the event, you should still preserve the practice of having 2 days Yom Tov because very difficult reasons is, and sometimes the gods will have alpha tzera, sometimes the non-Jewish government may institute a decree of persecution against the Jews that they won't allow them to keep Jewish calendars, like in Russia, like in other countries of the world, that they don't allow Jews, when there's real persecution, they're not going to allow them to make a Jewish calendar, so they won't know when Yom Tov is supposed to be. So that's a little foolish, so they'll calculate in their minds when they think they're straightest wording on paper and so to be, so they may be 1 day off, so they may be observing Pesach 7 days on the wrong 7 days, but they'll be off 2 days, then we're not worried about it. But they may be off 1 day off, so if you observe Pesach 3 days, so you'll be safe. The British Shavu should only be 1 day today, there's no real place to be over. And we live in America and a blessed country, there's no favor, there's no decree and we have freedom of religion. But because there are some Jews who live in countries where there's no freedom of religion, and they may be observing Falset, they'll calculate when the Christian was supposed to be, and they won't have any communication with the Jews in the country to really know when Shavuot is, and they observe the wrong day, so if they'll observe 2 days Shavuot, so for sure they will have, observed it forever. I don't know. Yes. Everybody has to observe 2 days. After they made all the calculations, they then sprint to the calendar. It's artificial. So they didn't have to have a to make the face. The one who was developed to make it was the Lashemi. They're making the one case. So there's a question, how to read the words of the Gemara. How to change the words? Yizaru, you should still observe, meaning that it says me that, what do you mean, you should still observe 2 days Yom Tov, as long as they eat after the days of Abayi Barogu, you should still observe. The Gemara uses the expression, minho. Does that mean minho?
It's only a minute, only a custom. But that's the place to drive this looking. I'm not going to walk. That's the fact that we today continue to observe today. Pesach, and 2 days Shavuot, and 2 days Sukkot, there's only a Minho, and 2 days Rosh Hashanah also, 2 days Devarim, there's only a Minho. The Gemara says Minho. So thank you, yes. So how do you say Kiddush on the second day? How do you say Bracha on the second day? The Kiddush somehow says things doesn't consider such a, so that's the only problem. Saying that Bracha, but you don't really say in the Bracha, Kiddush Hashanah, when you're supposed to be the Bracha. And he gave us, well, it is Chagamah, you do the list, they say, and the eighth day say, so you have Chagamah, okay, I don't know, somehow this is more bothered with the Bracha than you say on the Kishanah in the first of this one. Pesach only has 7 days in Eretz Yisrael. So the eighth day is only in the Rabbanah. So the eighth, on the second day Pesach, he said he gave us Pesach, it is Pesach. That's not a law. The problem is the eighth day Pesach. Atmos shall Pesach, how can you say, the whole, the beginning of the Kiddush, you can say even on Sunday morning, well, you know, Shabbat HaMarakom, Rabbanah Kalash, everything's fine. So you say, what? Hashem HaKena, it's Yom Chag HaMatzah, Hazeh. Yom Chagamatzis Hazeh is not true. So the problem is, how do you say Yom Chagamatzis Hazeh? That's the problem. Okay. And then Tarsus is bothered more so, I don't know exactly why more so, when you have the Seder on the second night, and you say, the Bracha, the Shalom of the Tzot, the Tzivon of Allah, he loves man. So that bothered Tarsus. How can you say to the Shalom of the Tzot, the Tzivon of Allah, he's not the leader of Mitzvah and Atheh, and well, Mitzvah and Atheh, and it's only a Minho. And then you're about to eat the murder on the second night of Pesach. It's only a minhag. The second night of Pesach is only a minhag. How do you say to the Shonam in the place is one of Allah, he was murder? How do you say that? Somehow the Baruch Hashem, the Al Gomu. So the first day we know is the real Yom Kippur. We know that every time the first day is the real Yom Kippur. But the second day Pesach is the make-believe Yom
Kippur.
Yeah, but if you say to the Shonen, if I eat matzah tonight, then I'll say the Baruch and to the Shonen and says it's going to be a Baruch HaLa HaKola. But in the second night of Pesach, when I say not, then I say the Bracha, then it's legitimate. The Pesach wants to know, how do you understand you can have a minute to eat matzah? You can eat matzah, but how do you say Bracha? To the Shana and the Tosha and the Tivana. It's not true. Okay, so right, second night. How do you say Kiddush, let's say, how do you say Kiddush the eighth day of Pesach? You say, like people want to throw you Chag HaMatzah Tazor. How do you say Yom Chag HaMatzah? It's not true. So you see that you can say Bracha, you can have a minute, and it's perfectly legitimate. That's Pesach's proof. So therefore, so it says that when you recite the Chatzi Howl, Rosh Chodesh, you should say a Bracha. The Ram, on the wrist, on the Shulchan Aruch Chaim Kadosh, this is the basis, because the Ram is from the Chachmei Svarah. And all the Chachmei Svarah say that it's not true, you don't say a Bracha on the wrist. They hold that you don't say a Bracha on the Chatzi Howl, on the Shodesh, or any other minute. Chatzi Howl, on the bench list on Erev and Kippur. So the Mishnah says in Sochem that that's not a din, that's only a din. Because on Yom Kippur you don't need any food. On Shabbos and Yom Kippur you need food. So the Chachamim instituted a real Chachamim Rabban. You have to light candles on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Kippur in order to enjoy the meal, in order to eat no light, not to go. But on Yom Kippur the Gemara says you're not going to eat any food on Yom Kippur. An assumption that the people are not going to eat. If the old people in the Moshe came and have to eat, then they should bench lift on Yom Kippur the Brahma, no shot. But if the young, healthy, good people are going to take on Yom Kippur, then there is no Tachanan to light candles on Yom Kippur. So do you light candles or not? The Mishnah says in Sochem, there's a parish in the middle of Sochem that's called Mochem Shinoahu. So it says, whatever the minute I'm Mochem is, that's the people. So the Mishnah gives several examples. The one is, if the minute I'm Mochem is to light candles on Yom Kippur, you light them. If the minute I'm Mochem is not to light, then you don't light. So the Gemara explains what's the issue. So the Gemara says that the minig, that place where the minig is that they do light, and the place where the minig is that they don't light, everything is based on the same idea. beginning that I never see bullying, not only is it contributing to the dream, it's contributing to their shooting, this is the pain, and it's a big bad marital relationship. That's what Shamit is over for you. Lord says some places they had a mini, Gaddafi, not the light king, we don't have any kids, but it should be dark in the house, so the husband won't see how attractive his wife is, which she has to be attractive, so he won't have any desire for his wife, and he will not fall into, he will not violate the law of the Chamishinuri on his kids. He won't violate the Bina Tasha Shamit. And in other communities, they wanted to prevent the husband from violating the din, so they had the mini, Gaddafi, that's the light king. And I imagine he didn't say Sikh is only on Kippur night. He's going to light candles by the time the husband comes home, the candle's going to burn up. And either they didn't say such long Sikh, but they have one candle, because he wanted to be up. But they had, they would have candles burning when the husband and the wife would come home and go to sleep, and the candles would be lit in the bedroom. Not in the kitchen, because you're not going to eat any stuff in the kitchen anyway. But the candles are lit, so it's forbidden to have Tashmish Rora. Yeah? This would prevent them from violating the din of the Kippur. The remark is the reason for the custom, yes, the light, the reason for the custom, after not the light, is all the same. And has nothing to do with the deal that you have to light candles on air shops and air yams all year long, because that only has to enhance the meal and I'm going to keep the reason. Our practice today, the universal practice today, is that you do light candles on air yams, but it's only a minhag. The Mishnah says explicitly, it never was instituted by the Chachamim as a takon. It's a minhag, and now you can, the universal minhag. So the question is, do you recite a prophet when you light the candles on Erev Yom Kippur? So in Shulchan Aruch, the same dispute is presented. The Chachmas Svarah, the Mechaber presented with the Rambam's opinion, the Chachmas Svarah says, no prophet is to be recited. They say, Brachot Ratzon, the Kippur, Kiddushon, the Mishnah, the Song, the Havokan, the Shalom, the Kippurim. It's not the Tzivon. And the Rambam says that we fasting not so there. Just like we said, Brachot, Chatzin Halo. And on Meshchedish, so too we say that we said, Brachot, even when you bench, when you write the name, it's on Erev Yom Kippur. So the Ran, presenting the view of the Chachmas Svarah, there's no bracha to be recited on Erev. You can't say Brichat HaMitzvah. If the thing is only a minute, you have to say Kiddushon of the Mitzvah to the Tzivon. So the Ran asks, so what do you do on 2 days Yom Kippur? Everybody knows you say bracha. You dab and you say, if you call Yom Chakamah, you say Kiddush, you say the bracha on the Maskin, the bracha on the Moror, they are shed the oven. You see all the brachas on the second night page of Shavuot will be said. So the Rambam says that the assumption of Tosfos is not true. The second day Yom Tov is not a minhag. Second day Yom Tov is a takon of chachamim. It's a takon of the rabbanim. The first day Yom Tov is Manat Torah. The second day Yom Tov is a takon of rabbanim. I, but the Gemara uses the expression of the Yom Tov, the Zohar, the Minhag, the Seich, and the Yedek. He says it doesn't mean you should still, you should observe a minhag. In Hebrew, the word minhag means the hanhagah, the practice. Just as the practice was for so many hundreds of years, that they had to lay the unfit, so they should continue with that practice. And this letter that was sent by the Rabbanim and Eretz Yisrael, probably Hillel Hasheni, who says it to the Rabbanim and Bobo, probably Abai Zerubin, that letter was the takana de Rabbanim that instituted this takana that we should have served 2 days unfit. It doesn't imply that it's a minhag. It means it's a takana rabbanim. So it's a dispute between Iran and Turkey. It's a dispute between the Chachmas Ashkenaz and the Chachmas Sfarad in a bit. Should have to do. Should have. Because we have a rule that if in one country they have a minute, let's say I come from a country where they don't like theirs and their Kippur. We don't have such a country. The Rana Mishnah, that some communities lit candles on Erev Yom Kippur and others didn't light candles. Some people eat rice on Pesach and other people don't eat rice on Pesach. Well, different enough, the different issues that are told in the night. If I'm visiting in another community, so the Mishnah says he's talking that I have to observe the Chumra Amok Mishiach Mishon, Chumra Amok Mishiach Mishon. I have to observe both the meaning of the place where I came from, and that's the Chumra, and the meaning of the place where I'm visiting. Unless I'm moving from one place to the other, but it's not there. I plan to stay there. I'm not going to move. So then I can forget about my old minhagim, and I have to follow all the new minhagim because the old minhagim are no longer binding on me. I'm no longer a member of that community, a member of this community. So the issue is over here. That should be the crux of the issue. The law only has half of the story. The law says in the middle of Tzachim, not Mishinavu, is the first in Samaritan Israel is visiting in Chutzalah, only temporarily, that the Gemara says, strictly speaking, he only has one day Yom Kippur. I think the United States would only have 1 billion. But we should have and fill up hope. But as far as doing malacha is concerned, since it's always going to be fast, we need to do the malacha at home with the doors closed and the window shades pulled down, no one's going to see. We assume that someone will always find out. Ultimately, it will become discovered that the fellow did a malacha. But therefore, it's forbidden to do malacha if he's in the community. If he's traveling on the road or something, if he's not in the community, then he may do malacha and he's taking it in. The Jews might deserve to visit in a system. But if he's in the city, if he's called the Yishuv, then he has to observe the 7 a.m. What's the dinner of the reverse? Well, if it's a Jew from Chutzlar, it happens to be sitting in Eretz-Israel. Does the dinner say that he has to observe 3 days jump to and thousands jump to fish and everything? After he doesn't have to fill in anything? That's a lot. Thanks for going back. Or do you say no, that that hair is not so. If you're in Eretz-Israel, it's only 1 day. But that doesn't say explicitly anymore. That's a major excuse, we're not funny. Shulchan Aruch, all the Jews who are living, those Jews who live in Chutzlar, the permanent residents in Chutzlar, and they're just visiting our Yisrael for the Yom Kippur, because they have to dress 2 days Yom Kippur, 1 day. That's a major issue. The part of the issue should be this. You should be a major part of the issue. Remember that if it's a minhag, if Yom Kippur is a minhag, so I come, let's say I'm from America and I'm visiting our Yisrael, let's say the place, and my minhag is that I have 2 days Yom Kippur. If I move there, so we don't have a minhag. We never accepted such a move. If I move there, I'm a permanent resident. I forget about my own home that I have in America. I adopted a home in America. I only have 1 day on. I don't need a resident. But if I'm only visiting, then I should have to observe the Chumei Amrach, because you got to be shown the minig, not to do halacha, and the minig to treat it like Yom Kippur. The whole work, the whole minig, to say Kiddush on the second day Yom Kippur, to just be cooking, to have a say on the whole work. But if you should say that Yom Kippur Sheni Shel Goli is not a minhag, it's a takana de Rabbanon. What was the takana de Rabbanon? The takana was that in Eretz Yisrael there's 1 day Yom Kippur, and in Chutzlar there's 2 days, so one could say then, in Eretz Yisrael only 1 day Yom Kippur, even if you're only a guest, even if you're only visiting from Chutzlar, there's only 1 day Yom Kippur. If it's a minhag, then it makes sense the minhag should have been both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlar, but in Eretz Yisrael they never adopted the minhag. So if you're only visiting in Eretz Yisrael, then you should have to observe the Chumei Amrach, you should ask the Mishnah. That's part of the issue. In general, what do you think, Rohan Tzor, how much? Yeah. The big machlech is different opinions on Shulchan Aruch. Some don't put on different opinions on Shulchan Aruch. Some don't put on Tzilin at all. Some just don't put on Tzilin, some say the Zerucha out loud. Like the door you look. And Ram Ramah says, no, you should put on the film like you should say the Zerucha for Tzilin. So you shouldn't cause anyone else to say Amen. And others say, what do you mean to say the Zerucha for Tzilin? But not to say Zerucha at all. There's different communities, have different practices. I daven in Bruria. The Bruria community, they have the Chazan always says the Zerucha out loud on Talmud Yisrael and Eliyahu. On Talmud Mari. Chazan says the Zerucha is Tzilin out loud. It doesn't. Does not say it out loud. They don't know Minig Amok. Okay. But they're different in Shulchan Aruch proper, they're different in others. Whether you don't put on Tzilin or Orach Almon, or you do put on Tzilin, look at Bracha, and you say the Bracha quietly, and you don't say Bracha at all. All different things. The Amok says you say it quietly. You shouldn't say the Bracha at all. Right, the Mishnah Berurah writes like that. The Mishnah Berurah writes that it's not permissible to have one, to have different people dominating in the same minyan. Those are retro and those are non-retro. They have a separate minyan for the different groups. Here, this famous dispute that the Tosfos in the Ran have in Gemara Sukkah, Daphne Abba, as to whether Yom Kippur Shel Goli is a Takana de Rabbanan or a minhag. And they argue, their argument is in effect, how do we do it in the Gemara? When it's a Zohar, the minig of a Tichon Yudah, it doesn't mean that it's a minhag, it's a custom. But then it's a custom, you should continue. The Chachamim are now making a Takana, we should continue the practice that we had from our forefathers, that they had a Takana de Rabbanan, we still have a Takana de Rabbanan, because they're 2 days young. So this famous dispute, which can be shown in debate, when the Yom Kippur Sheni Shel Goli, when the nature of the Yom Kippur Sheni Shel Goli is switched, and from the days of Abayi Barov Ha'an, whether it's a minhag or a takana de Rabbanan, Rashi claims that this is a machlokes amoraim in the earlier period. The original period was, we mentioned the Gaonim, the Tshuvas Hagaonim, right? When did Yom Hashanah Shel Gaonim begin? When is the whole thing, when all goes all the way through in the Gaonim literature, they write that when the 2.5 tribes, Reuben and Gad, had the same time as the crossover, the Yardens, the fight, and the soldiers, and the floor, for 7 years, they were fighting, and then they should have been sent back to Hunflores, to Yarden, and they should go back to their wives and their families. So the Lishan said, well, we should have a good time, have a small family, and take care of the name of Israel, out of the raising there. And don't forget, you'll never know what Yom Kippur is, but they're 2 days young. That's what it says in the Shulah Tanyom. The Shulah Tanyom was the one who instituted the Yom Kippur Sheni Shel Goyim. Why? Because they were the real sake of the animal. They were so far away from, it wasn't in Yishlam, wherever your Shulah Tanyom was, Yugo, wherever he was, that they would then know when Yom Kippur was supposed to be. Taisus in Stoffen says that one who doesn't have, the one who doesn't live in Eretz Yisrael proper is not the case of the other end. Other Rishonim don't fix that question.
There's
nothing about Lila Regal if you don't have a day from Lila. Even a Shiloh is a person. Even a Shiloh, the Ramban, I think, is a stupid person. The Ramban, I think, is a stupid person. But it's a Lila Regal. It wasn't going to be a Thiva Lila Regal for a while. So whoever instituted Yom Kippur Shabbat, maybe Yeshua, wasn't before, the days of Yeshua. So, yes, whatever. So whoever was the one who instituted Yom Kippur Shabbat is, for a long period of time, till the days of Abai Barav and Bogom, until the days of Hashem in Eretz Yisrael, it was because of the sake of the Yom, that they simply didn't know when the time was in Kippur Shabbat. And then from the days of Shalom Yisrael, from the time that they sent this letter on, the nature of the Antisheni possibly had changed. And now it's either on a lower level. Now it's only a minute, or even if it's a kind of abundant, it's no longer a real state of the animal. And I have been a big fear of the animal. So we were discussing now the dispute between Texas and Iran at the later stage, at the second stage of history that we're holding by now. So we observed 2 days yantif, not because of the state of the animal, because the minute after 7 years ahead. Is that a Takana de Abon or is that a minute? What about in the earlier stage? In the original stage, when it was really straight to the end. But we assume, that was really for sure Takana de Abon. Rashi says on Azimara, not so. That's what we're up to. This is just an introduction. Okay. Now we're about to start the sheet. Yeah. They thought they weren't too sure. They were getting messages. They would get messengers who would come and tell them when the Shkodesh was. Right. So more or less they would know. They would know within a range of a day or two. So they would say, Alam Bokhtar? It's not they would say, Alam Bokhtar? What's that on Bokhtar? Right, the Gemara is going to discuss that at this time. That's this time. That's what we're up to. We're up to that right now. That's what the Rambam is. The Rambam is that by the time of Ben Shavuot is already 50 days after Pesach, which is 15 days after Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So it's already, in other words, 65 days after Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So you mean 65 days, we didn't know when Rosh Chodesh Nissan was? So everybody, all over the world, everybody would have known already. Why does anybody ever observe 2 days Shavuot? Let's live in China. The Rambam is that Shavuot. Maybe then you only have one issue. Maybe. So we're not starting the shiur. We just gave an introduction. So we're up to the Gemara Dalet on the day. Before the lines get wide, the third narrow line before the wide line. But the Gemara says Gitma. The Gemara is introducing a dispute between the earlier Amoraim, Rav. Like you pointed out, Rav was a few generations. Four generations before Abai Barabbas, Rav was the first group of Talmidim. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yechon, they all learned from Rabbi Yudah Nasi. That's the first daughter of Amorai. Now, by the Rabbi, the fourth generation of Amorai, way later. But the Lord says, Itmar, there was a dispute, Shnei Amitai Mishal Zoli, so we have 2 days faith of 2 days Shmuel, 2 days Sukkis. What's the deal if something is looked on the first day? A place is in order. The hand lays an egg on the first day of Yom Tov, and the Mishnah says that it's looked the Lord be looked until the end of Yom Tov. So when do you consider Yom Tov over? You say the first day Yom Tov is over, and the second day Yom Tov is separate. So this date is in order on the first day Tesis will not be looked on the second day. Or do you say no, you treat the 2 days Tesis and the 2 days Shmuel if it's one Ruach. So that's the Machlokes. Rabbah and Rabbah's of the opinion. No, the Bezer and the Terence is there. The date that the hand lays on the first day Yom Tov is looked on the second day. It's not a yen by risk. The Rabbatiyam and all the Bezer, Asura Bezer. What's the issue? Leimu Kasaba, should I say? Leimu Kasaba, so the issue is, but simply, but it's Dusha Acha, it's more than a Kakash. Whether I treat the 2 days Yom Tov as Dusha Acha, one long Hemshah, one long continuum of Dusha Sayyam for 48 hours, they say, no, same Dusha. The first day has a separate Dusha, and the second day has a separate Dusha. And what does that depend on? What does that depend on? Whether it should be one more continuum or not? And I don't know what it depends on, but Rashi gives an interpretation. The Rashi forces into the Gemara, phenomenal shot. He says, well, we know the famous dispute. Everybody knows the dispute between Pesach and Iran and Sukkot and Rosh. Whether now the Gemara is there that we know the clear the hour. We have a printed calendar at Tiyar HaMashiach, we know the calendar. So whether the observance of Yom Tov Sheni shall go with today's Minigra Rabbanon, we assume in the days before Hillel Hashem, the third day Hakon Rabbon. Rashi says, no, that's the core, that's the essence of the Machlokes between Rav and Rashi. Whether Yom Tov Sheni is man should kick you off the area from the days of Yeshua ben Nun till the Hillel Hashem. Was Yom Tov Sheni is Hakon Rabbon, or was it only a minig then? We want to discuss this. Why wasn't it real straight to the right? But if you don't know, there shouldn't be a stake of their life in the homeless. So then it says it never was. So how are you that they never said the 2 days in Kippur? If it's really stake of their life in the homeless, then why do you only observe 2 days Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot and Pesach and Shavuot? And what happens to Yom Kippur? It's forbidden when I tell you to do Moloch on Yom Kippur. It's forbidden when I tell you to eat on Yom Kippur. It may take you 3 days in a row to stop at Sakkot. So eat less. Only eat on the second day on Kippur, he eats less, just in order to keep yourself alive. There is no such thing. You can eat ice cream, you can eat steak, you can eat potato chips, you can eat whatever you want on the day of the Yom Kippur. There's no steak of the end at all. So then it did right in the compound from the clearly there never really was a real steak of the right. There never really was a steak of the end of when Yom Kippur was. So the people all knew when the left was great to work. So they know 99 times out of 100, or maybe 999 times out of 1,000, they knew that Elul only has 21 days. And again, 99 out of 100 times, or maybe 999 times out of 1,000 times, they knew that the Adar has come up with this room, Chodesh Adar is only going to have 29 days. So once they knew where the Chodesh Elul was, that they were already there, yeah, come to God. Once they knew where the Chodesh Elul was, or they knew where the Chodesh Adar was, so they had the right to follow and roll. The likelihood is, by low probability, that Elul and Ador will only have 29 days. So, Sefer Derayt and Lechumer there isn't. There's no real prophet Derayt. So that's why when you say to Yom Kippur, you don't have to say to Yom Kippur. But the whole business of Sefer Derayt is Masha Kishwar theory, and there was a real Sefer Derayt, and it wasn't really a real Sefer Derayt. There was a make-believe Sefer Derayt even from day number one, because there wasn't a real prophet. So Rashi and Agamara claim, so what was the nature of Yom Tov Sheni when they had this real, make-believe real faith of the animal? What was it then? The Rashi learns, that's the Machlokes Rav and Ravasi. Was it a Takana de Rabbanon, or was it only a Nidhi? If it's a real Takana de Rabbanon, then the Rabbanon, they put in seats to the Takana, so it says, 2 days Yom Tov, the Yom Aristo. We consider it the Kedushas HaYom goes for 48 hours. But it's only a minute. as strong as you want to make the ministry to you, drop on the ministry to you, if the person doesn't observe a ministry, it's more than just putting a prayer in. As strong as the ministry is, but still, it's only a ministry. It's still not a business. Neither is in there right to know, neither about Brahman. But the mother says, you cannot say that it's Yemayashi. You cannot say that it's Dushahas. The Rashi interprets clearly, I don't know what Rashi learns. The Machlokes between Rav and Abrashi, if a Beis Lishon over on the first day, well, that day still remain looks on the second day, face up the second day, Shavuot, second day, Sukkot, Tamar. The Machlokes is Rav and Abrashi, but it's Dushahas and Dushi. It depends whether the Tzakone or the Abrashi Shavuot is the Din of Rabbonah or only a minute. If it's a Tzakone, the Rabbonah, then you say Dushahas. And if it's only a minute, then you say, no. I say there was two good chapters. The second event was two good chapters in Tam Yinik, but it's not even a Takonah de Rabbanon. So it does make sense to say that it's the MRU. That's how Rashi learned
from the
and the Gemara says that the people have a mentality that a month after they read the Megillah, they have no faith. If you have a printed luach, if you have a printed calendar from the jewel home or whatever, you have the printed, yeah, good. The printed is there, no faith. They didn't have a printed calendar, they had a calendar. They would walk down when Pesach is. They would walk down on their own. So whatever the Gemara says, they develop the mentality. Whenever you read the Megillah, a month later it's Pesach. So you're going to allow people to read the Megillah a day or two before Purim, like in the early days of the Mishnah, so then people are going to start observing Pesach 2 days earlier. I don't know, why do they all of a sudden become on their acting, I don't know. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, well, how can you not to? The Gemara says, is that
true?
No, it's the Yevit. The Yevit, if they declare the Shana will bear it for 13 months, and then it's strong. Even as a Muslim, right. But even after Purim, it's only to the Yevit that it's Chalak. It's really not supposed to be Ma'aber, if Hashana left the Purim, because the people will not be able to be notified. Huh? That's exactly the reason why the Hashana is not supposed to do it. So Rashi again, Rashi claims that this is the machlokes between Rav and Rav. Now the Gemara is going to give additional machlokes. This, Rashi claims, the Nekudas HaMachlokes, the main point of dispute between Rav and Rav is whether the institution of the Antishem Shal Gomi is a bunch of kids shall be or is. When it was really a sacred of a bunch of kids shall be or is, was that a Takanah Rav and Rav, was that a minute? So the first machlokes is whether to say Yoyma Richto or not. If it's a real Takanah Rav, then you say Yoyma Richto. With the Rabbonim, it's 1 month we should say Yoyma for 48 hours. And if it's only a minute, then it doesn't make sense to say Yoyma Richto. That's a rational. Now the Lord is going to give additional machlokes within there in this issue. Hinging on this issue, whether Yom HaShem Shal Gomi is a Din D'Rabbanan or not. So the Gemara says the following. Whenever Shabbat is over, so there's a Din, you have to say Abdullah. Every week, Shabbat is over, so you can't go. Whenever Yom is over, you say Abdullah. What happens, let's say, when Yom is over on Friday? So when Yom is over, so then you don't say Abdullah. Why not? You only say Abdullah when you're going down in Kedusha, like when you go from Yom to Chalamoy. So you have a drop. When you go from Shabbat to Yom Kippur, when Yom Kippur is on Sunday, you're going down. When you go down to Sechot, when you go down the level. But when you're going up, then you normally say Hamdol. So the Gemara now has a shaila. What about between the first day Yom Kippur and the second day Yom Kippur? And I thought, maybe all of us will live in Chutzlar, if the first day Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur, the second day Yom Kippur is not at all Yom Kippur, it's much lower. Maybe we should all say Hamdol between the first day Yom Kippur and the second day Yom Kippur. Why not? Either way. So let's see. So why in the world don't you say Havdola? What's the story with Havdola? Havdola is a demon of Torah. Havdola is a demon of Rabban. See the issue tomorrow. This is a demon of Torah. Tomorrow we're going to get up in the park and meet the Seder. And the Seder Tzadibus says Yachor. And the Kachor. And the Gemara understands the word Yachor, not Miloshin and Lizikor to remember. But that Miloshin Mehazik here to mention. Not remember the holy day of Sabbath to keep it holy, but mention the day of Sabbath. To declare it as holy, the house here. But the Gemara says that this is a biblical thing. It's a pshat tana, then it's a pasta. The Gemara says, kick. The Gemara's question is that women are just, that's how the Gemara mentions it, Kalaya. Women are just as obligated as men are, I mean, not terrorists to recite Kiddush on Friday night because of the pasuk, Yachor is Yom Shabbat Yachachar. The house here. That Kiddush on Shabbat is their right. What about Havdolah on Shabbat? Is that also their right? But that's a dispute. The Rambam says that included in the Pasuk of Zohar was called Kiddush and Havdalah, and the Magid Mishnah quotes those who show him with dispute. What about on Yom Tov? What about the Kiddush and Yom Tov? Again, the Rambam says that Kiddush and Yom Tov is also not Torah. Of course, Yom Tov is also called Shabbat. Isn't that Torah that David also only says Zohar is Yom Shabbat? The Kach is speaking about Shabbat. But by Spirit, on here it says in Pasuk, Lachem Imachot HaShabbat, she can't see it the day after Pesach, she sees it the Chumash before she does it. And Shabbos, so the Rambam writes, in the end of Hilchot Shabbos, Perek Chafes, that all of the other Tzadikim are also called Shabbos Hashem. So when it says in the Aseret HaDib, the Zohar is Yom Shabbos Mekavsha, it's not only limited to Shabbos, it applies equally to Yom. So the Rambam seems pretty clear. It marks the very clear that Kiddush and Havdalah, Shabbos and Yom is all their right. Some insist then it is, if it's been done at that means it's not. But the Rambam only means to say that Kiddush and Havdalah on Shabbos are their right there. And Yom Tov, Kiddush is their right. But Havdalah and Yom Tov is only their right. What the Pashat Shabbat and Rambam is that it's not so. But all four are their right. All four are included in the Pashat of Kiddush and Havdalah, both on Shabbos and Yom Tov are Hitzim and Atei. That's the Pashat Shabbat. The Rambam says, right, that's what the Rambam says. Zafar, if Yom Shabbos means Lahazkir, it means Tosafot, it's the Yom Shabbos. To mention the day of Shabbos. Oh, that's the Shabbos. Some of the days Shabbos, the Gemara has a dispute. What if he didn't say Havdalah on Saturday night, all night Saturday night, until it's ready Sunday morning, so then it's a dispute. So one opinion is he can only stay on Sunday till Sunday. And the generally accepted view is he can say Monday, Tuesday, offer. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, he can say all three days. But what about after Yom Tov is offer? So then the Hasidic raises the question, Hasidic analysis. The Psalm suggests that you can recite Havdalah on the Tzor Yom Tov till halfway till the next Yom Tov. Just like if you're one Shabbos and the other, you divide the week in half. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, halfway. Up, but between Pesach and Shavuot, you have 3.5 weeks. Between Shavuot and Yom
Shabbat.
Yeah, okay. Another thing, it doesn't make sense when you say only that day. Hashanah, what's the Hashanah? You're certainly supposed to say the Havdalah. The Hashanah, you're supposed to say the Havdalah right away when you answer the talk. So let's get back to the issue. We are religious people, we observe what they say. So we're very religious, we observe even two days faith. We fulfill all the meanings of Rabbon, all of the Rabbon. Rather than speaking of the other so why don't you observe the biblical requirements of the Rambam, the biblical din, and you have to recite Havdalah on the story of Pesach, the night after the first night, 1 minute, one. So in Ontario, there's only one day Pesach. In Eretz Yisrael, they already said Havdalah after the first day Pesach. So why should we say Havdalah after the first day
Pesach?
When we make the second Seder, so we should say Kiddush. Just like you say Havdalah, one Pesach is on Matzah Shabbat, one Yom Tov is on Matzah Shabbat, they say Kiddush and Havdalah. So even one Pesach is on Yivot Achor, on the second, every second night Pesach, every second night Shavuot, every second night Rosh Hashanah, every second night every Yom Tov, second night every Yom Tov. We should say Kiddush and Havdalah. We should say goodbye to yesterday, because yesterday was Yom Tov Deraita. So we should say Havdalah Deraita. And in Kiddush, I make believe Kiddush and Havdalah. So the answer is, if you're going to say Havdalah, it's going to be obvious. So it's going to be obvious that the real Yom Tov is over, and everything is just a game. So in order that No one's going to want to observe the second day Yontif. And we have many Jews today who don't observe the second day Yontif. So we want the Orthodox people to observe the second day, even have something to go to the first day Yontif. Okay. So in order to make sure that that people will be encouraged to continue observing the second day Yontif, so we make a tapan to Rabbanan, we should do away with the mitzvah deraita. How do you have the right to do that? So we have the right to do that. Either because in the end that you'll be raised to the mitzvah deraita, even if you say Havdalah tomorrow night, or even if you won't be raised to the Yevon, if you say tomorrow night, you have a call, but yes, you have to call him, not a dog, not a third, to shave your outside. Like, what do you do when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? And then I'll tell you, it's supposed to be Moshe. And if you're not born, then it's not Moshe. What do you do when the first day took his falls out on Shabbos? And I'll tell you, you have to shake the rule. And if you're not born, you don't shake the rule. So you're awesome, and I'll tell you, you have to say Havdalah. And if you're not born, then it's not that you shouldn't say Havdalah. But this is only good if the second day gone to it, which means if I come into Rabbon. But if the second day gone is only a minute, what do you mean? We have a minute, throw out Havdalah. Some people have a minute, they throw out 50, you can't have a minute to be released with you. You can have a Takana de Rabbon. The Gemara says, yes, Shref, you have to come in like a dozen and a third row to shave you out of. The Takana can institute the Takana, but still it is a great need. They're afraid that people are going to Chalila carry on Shabbos, and they say, well, Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, leave out the Tzviya Shevet because we don't want anybody to carry. They're afraid people are going to carry when Sukkot falls on Shabbos, and say, don't shake the Lubav, because it's more important for us that nobody should carry on Shabbos than that even though less than 1% of the people are going to carry on Shabbos, or they're going to bench Shabbos, less than 1% are going to carry on Shabbos, and everybody's going to shake the Lubav, so it's better if we would be put. The Moshe Tzachatim HaVlidim, they always have the Shabbos Shudas laced into the first Shabbos, and they dive in my room and say, I'm going on Sunday morning. What do you need to have a minute? Can I get a minute? You can't start your own crazy minute. You can't start your own minute. Can I get a minute? You can't have a minute. So what's the story with the Havdalah? Do you say Havdalah the second Rav Yontov or not? So the Gemara says that should depend on Rav Ravati. And Rashi says, that's why he says, if the second Rav Yontov is the Rabbanon, so yesh kreft yachachamim to throw out Havdalah because it's a Torah. If everybody will be reciting Havdalah as they should, then a third, the second night of Yontif, everybody will realize that it's a floor, and today's not really Yontif, the second day, they will not observe the second day Yontif. In order to give a chizus to the second day Yontif, we kick out the Havdalah. We delete the mitzvah directly, but if the second day Yontif is only a minute, how can you throw out the Havdalah? That's what Gemara says on the last narrow line. Yeah. That's what my Gemara says. But somehow Rashi says that this is what the words mean. Rashi says, if it's a takana de rabbanon, then it makes sense that it has to be kedusha. And if it's only a minute, then it cannot be kedusha. Right. Yeah. We don't observe the space of the end, but that's it. We say it like that. Why don't we observe the space of the end of the business book here? Why don't we say Brahma? It might be ridiculous to try and say how we want to say Brahma. Right, but the Gemara says you did not say Brahma. So the Rishon explains why don't you say Brahma? The man Rishon takes the half of the London Zazul, they say. That if you recite a Brahma, unless you're about to give, I'm sitting out there, then everybody will realize that it's only called a night. It's only a Shana Rabbit. And Hashanah Rabbah is because it's driving under the coast, like on Hashanah Rabbah, we don't want to observe Shemini Atzeret. So we'll preach from today till next year, a whole shekel that on Shemini Atzeret after Sidney Sukkah, but maybe it's Hashanah Rabbah, but maybe it's Shemini Atzeret, you're not allowed to do Malach, but they won't want to listen. Once you're going to say a bracha, they should not sukkah, the people will think that it's great for Hashanah Rabbah, and they'll be resolved, we'll do Malach. So for the same reason. So that's the Gemara Kasha. That's what we're up to now. Right. And that's exactly what we're up to. On the last narrow line before the line gets wide. So the Gemara says on the last word on that line, Lema plus Rav Ravasi. You mean to say, Lema. You mean to say Ravasi is of the opinion, Kedusha Akasi, what makes Kedusha Akasi, Rashi says. You mean to say Takana, Yom Hashem is the Takana of the Rabbana. It's not so. For Haravati Mabdil, Ravati always said Havdolah on the second night of every Yom Tashem Shem Kol in the middle of the week. He would always say Kiddush and Havdolah. Kiddush, maybe Shavuot is Yom Tashem. Havdolah for yesterday, because yesterday was the real Yom Tashem. For Haravati Mabdil, we are in the top of the Chavrei. We don't do that. That's what Haravati says. So how come, if he knows that it's a Tachonah, the Rabbanon, that's the second day of the Tachar de Rabbanon, that they should have thrown out the Havdolah. And for the Gemara, Rav Asi is looking at Tachkele, he was in doubt. But the Yom Tashem Yishol Tov is the Masha Kishol Tiyariya, that's how he lived. He lived in the early stage, before the days of Rabbi Drosh. He was in the Tufik, whether it's the Tachar de Rabbanon or any, therefore, Rabbi Hachal Lechumer, Rabbi Hachal Lechumer. He went to Lechumer in both directions. Well, what do you mean, he go to Lechumer in both directions? So this may be it's a Takana de Rabbanon and therefore it's Yom Arisa. So whatever the basis should hold on the first day has to remain looked through the second day. But if you say it's Yom Arisa, then you really shouldn't say Havdolah. If it's a Takana de Rabbanon, then they should kick out the Havdolah. But maybe it's only a minute. Maybe it's not a Takana de Rabbanon, but it's only a minute. Then you should say Havdolah. So we start there, you say Havdolah. Here the Rishon is asked Kakashi, the Shivan Kuvetsa says, what's the problem when you have a topic brother? You always say topic brother or hot dog. Whenever there's a topic whether you say the brother, then you leave out the brother. Well, Ravasi was the book in the Dachkala, he was in doubt as to where the second day of the very young, the Kodesh of Brothers, the Tachan de Rabbon, or Mide, from his topic he does the Hapola. Whenever you're in doubt, the Dom Rishon and answer the Sheikh Mukhabas is a two answer. Some answer that when you say Dovid Brahma's Mahatkal, when the Brahma's Dovid Brahma's, what if a person ate a whole meal and visit on the other is their right? So when you ate, you go to sleep. If a person just nibbled a little piece of bread and it's still starving. But as long as he ate his eyes of bread, he has the pension of the Brahma. The day will say, if you took the dish, he ate his eyes of bread, he took it, he benched it, then he forgot what he benched on, and then you say Dovid Brahma's Brahma. But it's not a bracha. I don't remember if I said bracha. I don't remember if I said shahat. I don't remember if I said a bracha. I'm still in the house. If there's any other bracha in the world, it seems to be bracha. But if it's a bracha, they're right there. Like the Talmud is there right there. It's made today's meal. They can finish the house of the Shabbat. They will be after. If they do not bread, it fills the world. Then you have to bench because the Talmud is there right there. So whenever it's a bracha, they're right there. You're mistaken. Then you have to say no. But let's say here that I tell you in the morning. But if it's the Gura Pastors like the Shabbos Tanya, they're right every day. If a person doesn't remember, he gets a piece, he's grabbed, he doesn't remember what he said, he's like the Shabbos Tanya. So the Shabbos Tanya Pastors and the Shabbos Tanya, they're right there. Because they're right in the Gura. one takes down the drop of glass, over the drop is on the rubber. It's an extension of the dinner to take the rubber on the roof. So some opinions in the Shishu Kubek is state clearly that since Abdullah is there right there, he was younger, it's not Abdullah Hashem. Abdullah younger is there right there. So on a rock at the right there, he says, stop it, rock at last. He can't take stop it back now. Oh, it's a good time. It's a very good time. The family there already, in other words, he says like this. You can be young, the kiddish and have Abdullah and Atari with that same and Yusuf HaBlocha, Baruch HaTorah Hashem, Lekeh Noah, Baruch HaMam, Abdu, Mikam, Shukhov, Nehav, HaShem. You can say any Yusuf you want. So why shouldn't he say Abdullah, Shemot, the Yusuf HaBlocha? That's a good question. In some of the interviews, the Rambam has a passage like this. It's the first one is in doubt as to whether the Rambam has, in the final case, let's say a person ate a full meal and he's obligated to recite Yusuf HaBlocha and Atari. He ate steak food. And now he's in doubt because he doesn't remember. He's not drunk at the end of the day. He doesn't remember. Maybe he said Yechas HaMod, maybe he didn't. The Rambam says he has to recite the entire of Yechas HaMod from the beginning to the end, even including the Bracha HaTayda Amei. If you say the Bracha Bainer Rachmat Yishalayim, Amen, that Amen indicates that you have completed the Yechas HaMod and Atei. And the next Bracha, Hashem Abim, 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 then the Gemara says it's only the Gerav one. So one might absorb that whenever you're in doubt, you should only have to repeat the Yechus HaMod in there, right? That's until Omei. And he does everything after that. But the Rambam says it explicitly enough so that whenever you're in doubt, you should not do anything like that. Whenever you're in doubt, you have to repeat the entire Yechus HaMod, even that part that's only the Gerav one. So apparently the Shishim Kubet just thinks that he is, even though the Lusat of the Abdullah is only the Gerav one. And Atari should be able to recite Havdol HaShavod and Yusuf Shabrach at all. But since the Chachamim are talking that the proper way to fulfill Havdol is by reciting Havdol, then he says you have to repeat the Mishnah Atari, you have to say the Havdol. Mishnah Atari, you have to say Havdol. And if you have one of the proper way to recite Havdol is by reciting the Yusuf HaBrach, then here you'll also say Yusuf HaBrach as a Hachim. Even though the Yusuf HaBrach is only the Havdol. And I don't know. That's one answer that the Shishu Kubet will give. Once he says Beker Deraisa, the Chumre, so you have to do it the way the Chachamim said. Yeah. Do it the way the Chachamim requires. Then the Shishu Kubet has a different answer on this question, because not everybody agrees that Havdolah and Yom Kippur is Deraisa. Not everybody agrees that Kiddush and Yom Kippur is Deraisa. Not everybody agrees that Rambam says. The Kiddush and Yom Kippur is the right to have Dom on Shabbat. The Rambam doesn't say explicitly have Dom on Yom Kippur. She confessed it in the first answer. There is the famous have Dom on Yom Kippur is also the right. So the other opinion of Shishu Kubet is different. The other answer that Shishu Kubet says is, when Ravasi recited have Dom on the earth, Matav al-Achavre, and between the first day Yom Kippur and the second, it doesn't mean that he took a cup of wine and he recited Baruch HaMaf, and he called it the Father, and he called it the Father, I'm out of the Kodesh for Kodesh. He didn't say that Havdolah. It just means it's a Shmanesher. He said a Yom Kippur is a Shmanesher. This is quite a trick. He said a Yom Kippur is a Shmanesher. And he said, by Tei Diyenu, it's a Shmanesher. We say by Tei Diyenu, when it's Yom Kippur, that's more than I'm a Tei Shabbat. He said, by Tei Diyenu, because it's my Tei Shabbat. He always said, by Tei Diyenu, because every Yom Kippur Sheni, every Yom Kippur Sheni is also Yom Kippur Mishan. So he said by 38. So that by 38 was not a drop of his name. So the other answer to Shishu Kubet is the only time you say drop is drop is Rahab Kail is, if you have a thought of should I say the drop or should I delete the drop, when you talk it, you delete the drop. If you have been called upon the after Davin Shmonesri anyway, the question is should I insert by 38 in the middle of the Shmonesri? So should I leave out by 38? Even if I insert about 38, it's not going to be another, it's not going to be an additional drop. My Shmonesh is only going to have 5 brachas anyway. And Yom Kippur, the Shmonesh only has 5 brachas. 7 brachas. The first 3 will have 3 in the middle. 1 brachas. You're not going to have an 8 brachas. It's only going to be 7 brachas with an insert and 7 brachas without the insert. So the Shishu Kubet says that when you have a source of the topic that you have to add the insert or not, then you don't apply the Kabbalah of topic brachas. That's very relevant for us. You have that problem all the time. Let's say a person had Kiddush, Shabbos morning. And you had a little wine, you had a little cake, And you ask her if you have a release of wine, but you know for sure that you had a kazayit of cake. Or let's say you're not sure if you had a kazayit of cake. A lot of times the cake is, a lot of times the cake is more than 50% other ingredients other than flour. Sugar. Sugar, sure, and other times it's wheat. So you only count the sugar process, obviously, the wheat, but the sugar process is that you only count the constitutes, the kazayit, you only count the flour. But sometimes you may not be sure as to whether you have a kazayit of cake, but you know for sure you have a ravine of water. So what if the person knows for sure that he has to say a brach achreya? Something fancy, he has herring, whatever, it's a point of question. Okay. But he's not sure, and he knows he has to say Allah something. He has to say the long nachro. But he doesn't know what he has to say, Allah nishin ala kakol of Allah yesin ala kakol of Allah. You have to say the long brach because you have both cake and wine, and a kazayit of cake and a ravine of water. Well, no, you only have to say, but he's not sure about the case, or he's not sure about the case, or he's not sure about the time, or he's sure about the case. So what should he do? So there's a dispute in the Shulchan Aruch, because some are praying, a lot of our friends say that even if they call the code, you're going to say a long drop out from it anyway, because you for sure had a desire, or for sure you had a review of the warrant. But you have a stuff, but you should also insert the Haskorah. For the other thing, for the cake and for the wine, that some say stuff is off the box, you leave out the answer. And Moshe Feinstein passes out and he passes off the other one. But in vain call the code, you're saying the drop. You have to say the drop my friend anyway. It's not a stuff that's on the entire drop from the beginning to the end. Just a stuff that's on the hot corner, where you should add something into the drop or not, but then you should add it to yourself. Why not? What do you have to lose? You don't say stuff is off the hot pill. In this case, you're not adding an entire problem, you're just adding a hot in the middle. It's not about that. So that's the second answer of the Shibun Kubetsu. The second opinion of the Shibun Kubetsu is Ravasi is the book in the Safkele, Ravasi is not sure as to whether 2 days Yom Tov are the Rabbanon, and therefore we do have the right to throw out down there. Or the second day Yom Tov is only a minhag, and you cannot throw out a real Dindaraita based on a minute. But he's not sure whether he should say Havdol or not, so why did he decide Havdol and he's suffering? Why not say Shabbat and Lahokel? So the second shot given by the Shikun Kubeshit is, he didn't say Havdol and Lahokel, I'm out from the Kodesh Lahokel, and I'm out from the Kodesh Lahokel, I'm out from the Kodesh Lahokel. He didn't say Havdol and Lahokel. Navdol, he's Rabbasi, Navdol, he's on the cover of Havdol and Shmon Esrei, it's happening. When they call upon you, say Havdol and Lahokel and Shmon Esrei anyway, so he added on Batarineiru every second night of every Yom Shem Shokoliyah. They added on Batarineiru to serve as the Havdalah. Because that's not in violation of Tzavik Brachos Lachim. You're not adding on a Tzavik just saying you're Havdalah. You're looking at every system goal. But to say the Brach of Havdalah, that he wouldn't do. So that's the second shot that the Sheikh is prevented to give on this Gemara. So now the Sheikh of Kubetzis is bothered with a kasha. How do we talk to the Lord of the when you have 2 days paper for this verse of the Kubetzis? The base of Shinoz of Bazaar, and let's say first on the Mukhtar. No, base of Shinoz of Bazaar, we're terrorists with him. Take a look at the little boy. The tiny boy indicates that we talk like Rav. Base of Shinoz of Bazaar, we're terrorists with him. And we say that it's not a Yom HaRivka. What do you mean it's not a Yom HaRivka? In Rashi's language, what does it mean it's not a Yom HaRivka? It means that it's only a minute. It's only a minute. If it's only a minute, that means a minute cannot throw out Havdalah. So we should pass him a lot of mice, then we should all say Havdalah. No, nobody says Havdalah. Nobody says Havdalah. Let me see the first day of Havdalah. Nobody says Havdalah. That's what the Shifu Kubetz is here. According to the simple reading of the Gemara, it should follow the same halakha. The Gemara says it's passed from like Rav. The Gemara has on the third line on the top, on the Abdalad on the day, on the third line from the top, it says, Rav, it says, Hilcha Tetzav, Rav, it says, the Hani Kulad, Tehu Kulad, Tehu Kulad. It's passed like Rav on all these three cases. Well, this is one of the three cases. And 2 days young, this is basically the young of Yom Hashem Shonzoliyeh, there's no the Bazaar, the terrorist is there. And Rashi says, why is no the Bazaar, the terrorist is there? Because it's only a minute, but it's only a minute that it follows that you should always say Havdalah. We don't say Havdalah. That's the cash of the sheep of Tibetan good. And I'm going to come. Very difficult. Very difficult. There's another cash too. There's another I'm going to come. What's the story with Simmons? انجام بشه. به دخصیل این دار حالا از این دار فرانسوان آقا آمده ولی در درسته سکل شبور it is not the speculation, it is not the speculation or it is not just the beneficial part. And let's say the eighth day paper, or Simcha Torah, the ninth day paper. So does anybody put on the building? The question is, why don't we put on the building? So the Kitab Sefer has a chill about it, and it's very hard time explaining why we don't put on the building. I'm not that stuff and I'm not that world so hard. And finally, with a crack, he writes at the end of the essay, he discovered that the Shimata Rajmur, he could have written that in the first time, but what he worked on. He finally writes that the Shimata Rajmur and the Rajmur is the question. So the Rajmur gives the answer that if the people are going to put on filling, that the second day yonkers is a fraud, and I can throw that they're going to work already on second day yonkers. So of course they're putting on filling. So how come we don't put on film in second age? We can introduce all the equipment we want. How can we throw out filling? Throwing out filling is a hot cooler. How can we introduce it? So the analysis says, well, if you're going to put on filling on the second day, everybody's going to realize that it's not going to. For the same reason, we don't say the broken on the system. Just not sure if it's going to put on filling second day, you're going to open and realize that it's not really going to. And it's only a make-believe job. So we're going to violate, we're going to go through Moroccan. So to make sure that the people don't do Moroccan, we tell them don't put on film. It is understandable that the observance of the second day yonkers is a real chachon of the rabbonim. You can understand the ashkeret, the chachonim, the lakot, the other men aferet, the shei yalkatzah. That's what the Rajma claims. The Rajma in that shuva refers to the Gemara in Yivamah's Aftarah. The Gemara has a collection of all the various cases where the chachonim canceled biblical mitzvahs. When they said, don't blow shofar and Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos, and don't shake a mulav on the first day, took his throat on Hashem, even though the people have mulav on the first day of the Zeraisa, and don't put on sisters in a garment that the material is made from linen, which is the whole reason why they made it there, the Rabbanim, and some people, the Chachamim, cancel their obligation from bringing Kavi Pesach. He said, don't bring a Kavi Pesach. Bring a Pesach Hashem, if you can, don't bring a Pesach Hashem. There's only in two cases like that. Yes, you have the Chachamim, lack of the Shevi Al-Kavi, tell you not to fulfill them. So the Rajwa says that based on that scenario, we understand why the Chachamim canceled the obligation to put on Tzilin Yom HaShem. So this makes sense as well as Yom HaShem Shem going to the Chacham Terabon. But it's the way Rashi learns the Gemara is that Yom HaShem was never a Chacham Terabon. He talks like Rav, and no one was there. The Cherub was there once, but the second of Yonder, there was only a minute. It was never a space of their right, it was never even a Terabon. It was only a minute that Yeshua Ben Nun or whoever it was, instituted it. You should have 7 minutes of observing Yom HaShem Gadol. But we have a minute not to let snow. A lot of people have such minutes. Not observing children. What if you have a minute not to let snow? So how do we orthodox people not put on film on Yom HaShem Gadol? What do we have a minute not to let snow? How can we have a minute not to let snow? Because the Rabbi Shova was there to discuss. Somebody asked the Rabbi Shova, how come we don't let snow on Yom HaShem Gadol? The trouble was that he died before the second level. He was a wild just look at the photo there. A wild hair. The hair? It's like a wolf. But the wild hair. He didn't want to take all the damage in the barbershop because he was always taking away. That's the way the story goes. And he's that shiver, he's not allowed to learn when he's living there. Pictures on he was learning and he's that shiver. He's always learning by day, by night. And he says, I keep it. He's always learning because he couldn't be mine. So he was a wild individual. But he, from all over the world, everybody would. He ended up used to have the double postcard. So he would send some of the postcard and then he'd be able to rip it off and send back the response card. So all these Jewish bosses from Europe and people from America, all of them. They would send their other child, Kasha, Shai, with everything. He would sit all day and he would write answer on postcards, quickly. But he printed a lot of them, not most, he printed a lot of the answers that they got. So somebody asked them, what do you have to say on filling on the second day of? So he says, by all means, of course you have to wear filling second day. No doubt about it. There's no Gemara anywhere where it says you don't wear filling. He says, look in the Gemara and you call me apostatic on the face. The Gemara gives you a complete, thorough list of all the cases of yeshkraft that have a home, lock it up, and a third. What says, lulav on the first day, soup is going to fall down shop, lunch is going to go to Schaefer, and sisters, and Carlton tells us in a couple more cases. The Gemara never says you have to shame, so go to you. That you don't want to talk about. The right thing tomorrow, that you do wear it. Everybody knows you don't want to. I want this on foundation. And he forgot what day of the week it is. He doesn't remember which day Shabbos. His mother says, count 7 days. He counts 7 days, and on the seventh day he has to observe Shabbos. His mother says, what do you mean? Count 7 days and 7 days you have to observe Shabbos. What exactly does that mean? That for 6 days he's permitted to do melacha and 7 days not? No, he doesn't know which day Shabbos. He's not allowed to do melacha anything. The only thing he needs is to stay in the desert for the rest of his life. But from there, every day he's allowed to do a little bit of melacha in order to get closer to civilization. So he has to break some branches on the street to make sure that he doesn't keep on walking around in circles and travel and have to stay with him in order to get back to human beings, in order to get back to the issue. But he's more than 4 7 days is the same. He's not allowed to do extensive melacha. Can't do malacha unnecessarily, and it's permitted to do a little malacha to start the cross nefesh. So what does that say to Hesel? What's the difference between the seventh day? He says, he wants a Kiddush and Abdullah. And on the seventh day, he says Kiddush and Abdullah, and the other 6 days he says. So there's a whole discussion in that way. What is it a din and a prayer? What is it a rabbona? But the machlokes is that way. Some say it doesn't make sense at all that we should be a din and a prayer. Just arbitrary. Not exactly arbitrarily. But in effect, it came out arbitrarily. Who says that day, Yad was 61, that day is not Shabbos? What does it only say? Because Kiddush and Abdullah does it. And then he says, only a Takon, and Abdullah has Zeicha with Shabbos. And others say, no. That you should remember that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world in 6 days. So normal people remember by observing Shabbos. And if you don't know when Shabbos is, the prayer says that you should recite Kiddush and Abdullah on the seventh day. But it is a dindarite. Whatever. Aside about it, it's a dindarite of dindarite. So the Mishnah Gura, the my pupil was on the following Mishnah Gura. Mishnah Gura raises the question, what's the story of the Tzura? The poor fellow who's lost in the desert, there's nothing more to worry about. What's the story with the Tzura? You don't put on Tzura on Shabbos, but you do put on Tzura on the weekday. So should I say, he's forbidden to put on Tzura all 7 days of the week? And I'm able to put on Tzura on Shabbos. He's not allowed to put on Tzura on all 7 days. So should he say no? But what do you mean? He's not there to put on Tzura on Shabbos. Even if it is not there, the other 6 to 1 that every day is not Shabbos. Or maybe it's not enough there at all. So all discussion is Shabbos. Maybe it's not enough there. You thought that you're very close to put on Shabbos. But not enough there. Maybe you should put on Tzura in all 7 days. Maybe you should not put on Tzura in all 7 days. Maybe you should put on Tzura in 6 days and then 7 days now. What do you mean? The seventh day shouldn't put on filling. It doesn't correspond to anything. No such thing that you make an afternoon. But the Mishnah Gura says no. It says that the sin that you know that you're exempt from filling on Shabbos is not because the day is public. It's because your observance of Shabbos constitutes an oath. And so it says you only have to wait filling as an oath to remind yourself of a special relationship with that one that the Jewish people have. On Shabbos, your observance of Shabbos itself is the oath, so you only try the oath of Tzura. That's what Gemara says. So whether the seventh day observance is whether you hit the nail on the head or not, whether it is Shabbos or not, the Shabbos is still on that. It's not Shabbos. Doesn't matter. Self-co-self, you're observing that day as Shabbos. You have an oath. So even if it's not Shabbos, you have an oath, so therefore you don't have to let Tzura. So similar to that, similar to that idea that the Mishnah Gura writes in the Bio Halacha and Hilchos Shabbos, most of perhaps the best over here, why don't we wear tefillin on the second day Yom Kippur? If this lady is more like the Rashbam, It's the second day on the Sakhana de la Bonon. So yes, Sakhana de la Bonon, like a woman of her. So you don't have to say that. We recommend that it's preferable not to wear silver, because if you're going to wear silver, everybody will realize that today is not really a young person. So they're going to go ahead and do the law, because it's a fantastic, it's a Sakhana de la Bonon. But you have to shame it that you shouldn't do the law, and you say, Sakhana, don't put on an insult. But if you're going to shame it on the city, why don't you wear silver? The fact, the suggestion is that when you say, but Sokov, he's not doing any malach. And if the night he's not doing, just somebody takes New Year's Day, Christmas, Thanksgiving, whatever, he takes later day, he says one day he's not going to do malach. Apropos to nothing, no Jewish content of the day. But then you don't say, well, if he's abstaining from malach, he doesn't have to wait for it. He doesn't have any shabbat. But if he's abstaining from malach, the Torah is yomtzeit, he's observing the day as yomtzeit. And it's not a crazy thing. But maybe it has the same status as that Mr. Gura's idea. It's also different, but Mr. Gura's also different. Maybe she has the same status as the idea that Mr. Gura developed with respect to the seventh day. That is, he observed the seventh day by reciting Kiddush and Abdullah, and declared when I terrorized an oath, and that observance relieves him from putting on to. Maybe here also you're talking from Zoom in Apera. When you observe the Yantav Sheni Shal Golis, even though Yantav Sheni Shal Golis is only a minion, even on a level of the right level of one, you didn't do anything. But Lamaisa, you are observing Yantav Sheni Shal Golis, so you have an oath, not like the New Year's or Christmas or something. It's a Yantav Sheni Shal Golis, and it makes sense to be such a minion, and it's a minute study, so it's not a minute shoot. It's a minute study Yantav Sheni Shal Golis. So maybe you're exempt from wearing to possibly. But the question of Havdol is still a question. That's what the Shikun Kudai is saying. The question of still is maybe there's a way out. Even if you say that you have to change Shal Golis in only a minute, there's a way to explain away why we still don't wear still and on Yom Hashem. Why we don't follow the other children's little suggestion that you should wear still. But the question is, what do you do with the Shal Golis? How can you have a minute? Not to sign on Shal Golis. What are you going to say? The same thing. That since you're observing it from the Rocha, you're not going down. No, you're not going down. So you go from Yantav to Chalamor. You go from Yantav Ishi to Yantav Sheni. Yantav Ishi is the Zeraita. Yantav Sheni is Minig. That's not called going down. Sure it's going down. So how can you have a Minig not to be saying how to go? Less of a doubt, but it's still a doubt. Unless you say that you still, you'll be able to have no Zeraita by saying it tomorrow night, the question that you have seen up there, are you good to have dollar only on the side of the home? You say that night, or do you still have another day to say Abdullah? So you say that you'll still be 8 days to have dollar to say tomorrow. The only thing is that these might be the least, maybe you want to say
tomorrow. If
it's the Tachan of Rabban, no problem. But if you're there, the way Rashi learns in Mar, that it's only a minute, so still it's learning. Very difficult. The Shikun Kovet is there to sit, and they don't give a satisfactory answer. Why don't we say Abdullah? If we talk like Rabban, know that there's any territory there. That means that you have to change your calling. This Masha Kitshofi Ariyu is only a minute. Not only this Masha, but this Masha Kitshofi Ariyu is never more than a minute. Then why don't you say Abdullah between the first day and the second day? Not like Rashi, that's the shul, not like Rashi. When we read the Gemara, we wouldn't have read like Rashi at all. That's a different issue with the Gemara. Marichta, not the Amar, specifically for it. Not like Rashi. Rashi put a lot into the Gemara. Rashi says, Dusha Akas means, Takan de Avon. She makes Dusha's means, it's only a name. Rashi says, superimposes something of it. The Rashi read the Gemara, not like Rashi. He left out the whole Pirush Rashi. Nothing to do with what it says. Certainly a Takan de Avon. The question is, what is the nature of the Sakhana?
How would be the business of
patients only in the Yom Hashem? Patients, how would
we
rock on? No,
look at the end of the day.
Why should we look
at the
first? If it's only a mini, that's part of the mini. It's treated like a mini, but it's treated like a mini. It's treated like a mini. Maybe why? Yonish is also different. What does Malacha Yantav mean shown for the punishment of Malchus? What does Malacha Yantav Shem mean for the Gemara says Yonish is the Malacha of Malchus? The question on my mind is worse than that. That's the question. What does Malchus Malchus mean? That's the question. The Gemara says in the Shulchan Aruch that it's legally chayrim. And those people who we don't want to put into chayrim, so we have the option of giving them Malchus Malchus. But it's not Malchus Derech. Not the same as Derech. Is it a problem? Rashi continues with his interpretation of the Gemara that the major Nekudas HaMachlekes between Rav and Rav Amtini is whether you have the change of Dovi is the Tachkona de Rav Amtini or Amtini and one Amtini whether it's Kishach and one Amtini whether you do away with Abdullah or not, and then he keeps the third Amtini. There is a deal, you've got it, one Amtini said it says in the Chumash this is Pashit Pashit Yitzchak that the Gemara on the very next side, in Bafayim and Aleph, quotes the pasuk in Dvarim Perakim, that when Moshe Rabbeinu told the Israel that they should prepare for Kabbalah Tater, and I'm not sure, he said that the men and the women are not permitted to be together for 3 days, Atik Shalish. But when he told them, Atik Shalish, he didn't say 3 days. He said, in another 3 days, after the problem will appear to the Jewish people, and Matan Tater will be very meant to Matan Tater will take place. And then he said, therefore, I'll take sure of this. He didn't give a part of it. If he would have said, I'll take sure of this in Shlosh and Yamin, the after the 3 days would be up, so the prohibition of I'll take sure of this would be up. He didn't say, I'll take sure of this in Shlosh. He said, because the great event will occur in another 3 days, it will be a Jewish king, and it's improper for people to be in the space of Valkyrie, or for Lati Shechel there. At the time, it was a Jewish king, and people to the Shechel. But therefore he said, I'll take sure of this with no part of it. Even though I could have understood on my own, that if the Maimon Har Sinai is over, then the Yisr doesn't make any sense. It should fall apart by itself. But nonetheless, it's more comments that we learn up in the process. If the Maimon Har Sinai was over, for the Shlomo said, Lecham Elohim, for the Shlomo told Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell the Jewish people, Shuv Elohim Yehoah Lechem, and all of you stay, so they can be Yisho, that everyone is not permitted, the Losh and the Tia, that everyone is permitted to be with their wives again. What did I have to have a heifer for? Wouldn't it be suffering? Good. But from that point, if you derive the principle of the Tosha Dominion, suffering and apologize here. Did they do their right? The Lord says that not only did this thing their right, not only did this thing apply on the level of their right, it even applies on the level of their abundance. We usually only think of it on the level of their abundance, but it's not true. The basis then applies on the level of their right. And even on the level of our means, whatever there is in their right, so it's a common their abundance. That is clearly instituted for reason X. And that reason no longer applies. Still, the prohibition continues to apply, even though the reason doesn't apply, until the Shechinah will say that it no longer applies, until the Bezna Tachonah will declare that the Tachonah of the no longer applies. Unless the Talmud, unless the reason for the Tachonah was incorporated into the Tachonah, or it was finally in the Tachonah. But then, once the time is up, the Tachonah falls apart, and once the reason no longer applies, then the Tachonah won't apply, because the reason was incorporated inside the Tachonah. But now, Rashi has an interesting shot. What if you don't have, this happened again in Malacha, in many in Hungarian communities, a lot of communities in Germany, they have a meeting on Facebook with women and children. Look at this, only place. Much more than the women and children. Why? Because the chickens you see today, and when you cook the chicken in the pot, you've got to cook your chicken, and then you're going to find out after cooking all chicken, you're going to find a piece of grain that was sitting in all the soup in the pot. And he could turn it to hummus and it was tasteless. So he made by mistake into hummus and even if he brought the hummus, but the hummus is used flavoring to all of the soup. And even though you have chicken against the hummus and mushrooms, so it would be a catastrophe. But they had a meeting in some German communities, in many Hungarian communities, not in Chicago. The Australians, when we come to America and the world war, would be chicken grain, would be chicken corn, what on the cow, that's the corn grain. Yeah, government. In ancient English, the word corn means that. The corn lord, the corn. German, yeah. But today, when they feed the chickens, corn means corn on the cob, that's not it. It's kitty. The word could be made, but the word could be kitty, but it's not common. So the whole reason for the government laws, the question of those people who experience the interest of the continent and living in Europe, but they never achieve what I think so. So they have to continue observing the mini today, even though the reason for the mini government law. So Rashi says no. But Rashi has developed the belief in the Torah that the whole principle of Dovish and Minyan, Dov, Minyan, Akala, Akira, only applies to a Dinda, right? So a Dinda, Rabban. If you have a biblical prohibition, or if you have a biblical prohibition, that was clearly made for a certain reason, but the reason was not incorporated into the Takara. The reason was not included into the list of the Dinda. So it clearly was a reason, and even though the reason was not applied to Dinda, but if you have a Minhag, and the minute was clearly for reason X, and the reason for the minute absolutely doesn't apply at all, then the minute does not have to be followed anymore. It doesn't make any sense to follow the minute. If the reason doesn't apply, to the minute should fall off. The Rashi learns the Gemara now, that the Gemara is discussing why do we continue to observe that. The Gemara is not observing at the bonfire. Why do we continue to observe the 2 days yosef? Why do we continue to observe the 2 days yosef? We should say that the whole reason the 2 days yom is that if you have a space of the Yomah, so when you no longer have a space of the Yomah, you should forget about Yom Hashem and Shalom. It is Yom Hashem, Yom Hashem, Yom Hashem, but then you have to continue to observe it even though the reason no longer flies, even though with the king is still the Yomah. But if Yom Hashem, the maximum it is a minute, and if the reason for the minute is a space of the Yomah, now we won't have any longer than a space of the Yomah, but shouldn't we say that the Yom Hashem should fall apart by itself? That the Rashi continues in the Hemshech HaGemara.
They
continue with that vision.
They're
instituting a new minute. A new minute, okay. The Rashi learns that that's the gist of the Hemshech HaGemara. The Gemara continues to discuss. That's the next Nakuda. Rashi learns the whole Gemara is revolving about this one Nakuda, this one issue. The dispute between Rabbi and Abbasi is whether the observance of Yom Hashem Shel Goyim, when it started, the Zman Shekichah period, was it a Rabban or was it a Minig? There's several Nakuminis. And this is one of the Nakuminis. The assumption is when you have a Minig that was instituted for a specific reason, and the reason no longer applies, there's no need to have a certain to cancel the minute. The minute falls apart by itself if it's clear what the reason is and it doesn't apply. And you realize that that's the issue these parts don't discuss. Okay, then you bring that in next week. We'll cross the measurement. The Atheris Adibro, the end of the Atheris Adibro, the Torah has the din of Lotachmo. This is one of the variations between the first text of the Atheris Adibro and the second. The Lucas Shira has the Lotachmo. What is the difference between Rav Nachman and Rav Nachman? He goes down to say, not to be dry, someone else is white, not to be dry, someone else is your property. His home is clothing, whatever it is. So there's Rambam, some kind of a little difference. So he speaks the same thing just in repetition. And the Rambam quotes in the Mechilta that there's a major distinction between the two. That what the Sabbath means, when I see what the other person has, and I desire in my heart to get what he has, that's it. I've already violated Rav Nachman. But the Sachman you only violate once you take it away from the other person. If I take it away, this stuff like sickness. The right is this. I'm interested in buying a store, but the store is not for sale. If I walk by so many selling clothes and you're selling books, they're selling furniture, everything is for sale, there's no other doctrine. There's no other doctrine, there's no other doctrine, there's no other doctrine. The thing is not for sale. If it is, you have to decide you're already violating the doctrine. When I come in and I convince them, I don't have to break his head. I just go for more money and then he'll be happy to sell it. He'll sell a shirt off of his back if I'll give him enough money, right? Everything has a price. But the Rambam said it, that that's when you violate what's that. Even though you were claiming it, it's completely legitimate. And I didn't switch the Rambam or anything. I already violated that. It's interesting, Shlomo Salant was a very old man. I think he must have been in his 70s or something. And he started getting old, and he was younger. But he took this Rabbi Nachman from the Adelis in Europe. He should be in the Mali Nachman, then Shlomo Salant said, "All right, he should take over." It turned out that the Adelis died. Shlomo Salant was still very strong. I think at the age of 99, 101 or something. He outlived the Adelis by Jesus. And they have on his tombstone. Yeah, there was a very good in America, so I'm not even sure. But on his tombstone, he was the Rav of Yerushalayim, and he was appointed to become the Rav of Yerushalayim. He never lived long enough, because Salant outlived him, but Shmuel Salant outlived him. So this Adere is the father of Rav Kook, wrote a strange little pamphlet, that was sent to people by Rav Meiria, that is a small pamphlet, an autobiography of his children, of his leader Tati, that he wrote to his children, a private thing, that his children should read. He didn't study what his style was. Very stylistic going. He could step it all over the government. And everybody said he was a very famous Rav in Europe. And that's what they know, so they won't follow him. And he writes among the various stories and children, he writes the following. From even the young man and the years that he died in the 60s. He was a young man in Europe, but he was very poor. And he was dying to have a Mishmai for the sake of young people. And that couldn't afford it. And he once visited his uncle, who was rich.
He had two sets
of Mishmai for the sake of young people. He said his uncle was, he said, to learn the person he wasn't going to use anyway. So the uncle had two sets, and he was just about to ask the uncle, maybe he can give me one set. And he said to the uncle, maybe he can, and he realized, how can I get? He knew his uncle, he said, ask the uncle to give him all his son, he said, maybe he has the uncle to give him, his son wasn't any. So he said, if he's about to ask the uncle, maybe he can give me, so before he said the word, give me, he realized he's violating that there, he already violated that there, but he stopped it. It wasn't, he didn't offer him anything. And he was afraid, now he's going to find him down there in Lodakmo. The uncle's going to give him his son, I thought he's going to find him in Lodakmo. So he stopped himself right away and he said, no, maybe he can lend him. He said to the type of young man, he said, he's not the hay. I'll let you take it. He said, no, he just wants to borrow it. He didn't want to take it away. He just wants to borrow it. And he borrowed it for a long time, then he gave it back. So he stepped himself at that time, and he was about to violate Lodakmo. That's the Tom Akumis, that's the Tom Akumis. He was giving him his own hato. So I think it's generally assumed that it's either a violation of the Tzachi or the Tzachi, because it's considered as if it is for sale. Considered as if he would know that you're interested, he would have given it to you for nothing. But the Adaris writes in his autobiography of his Nidus Tzachidus, he doesn't write his autobiography of his life history. He just writes what Kumis, what Tzachidus is. So he writes that he thought that would also be a violation of the Tzachidus. Amen.